You are heading to Louisiana this hour with World Cafe's Acadiana Music Showcase, highlighting musicians from Louisiana's Cajun country. Today, a group whose members grew up along the Bayou Teche in the heart of Acadiana. They are called Ami du Teche. Then, some more songs from Louisiana, like this one from Lafayette's Buckwheat Zydeco. And songs about Louisiana, like this one from Emmy Lou Harris.
Just say never ever knowing when it felt so good. Never ever knew it when I knew I could. Never ever done it when it looked so right. Living Louisiana in the broad daylight.
All those tunes and more on the way. I'm Raina Duras, and this is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has confirmed the presence of zebra mussels in Potato Lake near Park Rapids. A lake property owner contacted the DNR after a service provider found a zebra mussel on a boat lift they were removing for the season. DNR and Hubbard County staff and Potato Lake Association members found five more zebra mussels at the location and two more about 2.5 miles away. Several new zebra mussel confirmations in Minnesota lakes in recent years were initially reported by property owners and lake service providers who were removing docks, boats, or boat lifts at the end of the season. Political mailers sent to residents of House District 3A accused DFL candidate Harley Droba of voting to raise taxes on Social Security benefits, favoring water pollution, and supporting a, quote, radical open borders agenda. The Timberjay reports Droba's only political experience are his last 4 years as mayor of International Falls. The Republican Party of Minnesota and two right-wing political action committees are behind the mailings. The mailer accusing Droba of voting for higher taxes on Social Security benefits was paid for by the Republican Party. The others were paid for by the PACs, which don't list their donors. The Timberjay says the outside money pouring into the race has erased Droba's substantial fundraising advantage over Republican incumbent Roger Scraba. According to the most recent fundraising reports, Droba has raised more than twice as much money as Scraba. In other political news, an administrative law judge has dismissed an election complaint against State Representative Josh Heintzman lodged by his opponent, Troy Scheffler. Heintzman, who is a Republican from Nisswa, faces independent candidate Scheffler and DFLer Emily LeClaire in the upcoming election. Scheffler's complaint alleged that Heintzman broke the law by, quote, indirectly threatening Pequot Lakes Police Chief Mike Davis with losing his job if he didn't withdraw support of Scheffler's candidacy. Davis had signed a petition that ultimately allowed Scheffler's name to be on the ballot as an independent. The judge's ruling says the complaint did not provide sufficient facts to show that Heintzman's actions amounted to coercion. In June, Davis attempted to serve a lawsuit to Heintzman on behalf of Matthew Zinda, a Republican who challenged the incumbent in the primary. Heintzman questioned whether the chief had the authority to serve civil papers outside of the city of Pequot Lakes. He also asked Davis if his outreach was as a supporter of Scheffler, who Heintzman characterized as a friend to primary opponent Zinda. Heintzman contacted both the Pequot Lakes mayor and the head of the Minnesota Chiefs of Police Association about the matter. Davis testified that he felt anxious and intimidated by Heintzman's statements and actions, but he also said he was never told by anyone to vote a certain way or given the impression he would be fired. While dismissing the complaint, the judge opined that Heintzman's actions were out of proportion and that the, quote, number and nature of calls was perhaps more than was prudent for an elected official. Families in need of emergency housing in the city of Virginia now have greater access with the completion of a new facility. Range Transitional Housing celebrated the grand opening of the $2.2 million space last week. The building includes two adjoining houses, and each house will include both a three-bedroom and a two-bedroom apartment. Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation supported the project with a $400,000 community infrastructure grant to the city of Virginia. Range Transitional Housing is a nonprofit organization that has been serving homeless individuals and families in northern St. Louis County since 1993. The need for emergency housing in St. Louis County has always far exceeded the current capacity, according to the IRRR. The Arrowhead Economic Opportunity Agency's emergency shelters turn away nearly 1,000 homeless individuals every year. Games under the Friday night lights and meets in the autumn air are nearly over as the fall sports season wraps up. But as October approaches its end, playoff season for high school athletics is just kicking off. Visit KAXE.org to see our roundup of the dates and locations of the Minnesota State High School League's state tournaments, as well as which teams and students from the Northland have qualified. As more student athletes run, pass, and swim their hearts out for a chance to make it to state, we'll update our list so you know who you can root for in the postseason. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Louisiana's Cajun Country is one of the most unique areas of the United States. It's officially called Acadiana after the French-speaking Acadians, or Cajuns, who settled there after being exiled from Canada by the British in the 18th century. Our new monthly series, Acadiana Music Showcase, is produced by our friends at Lafayette, Louisiana affiliate station KRVS, and it explores this vibrant cultural melting pot through music. Today, on our second installment of the Acadiana Music Showcase, you'll hear a performance from a band who was selected as a member of Louisiana Tourism's Music Ambassador Program called Ami du Tesh. Fiddle player and vocalist Adeline Miller, guitarist and vocalist Amelia Powell, bassist Robert Miller, and drummer Lakin Uze all grew up in Bro Bridge along the Bayou Tesh in Louisiana. Hence the name Ami du Tesh, which translates to Friends of the Tesh. Adeline also studied French, both in Nova Scotia and in Lafayette, as part of her efforts to immerse herself in and help preserve the unique Acadiana culture. Ami du Tesh released a self-titled album in 2023, and today their performance begins with them playing a song from that album called Joue pas avec moi. This is Ami du Tesh on the Acadiana Music Showcase on World Cafe. Ami Dutesh performing their song Two Step Blues live for the World Cafe. That's a song from their 2023 self-titled album. Thank you to Ami Dutesh, and thank you to our partners at KRVS at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette for producing that session as part of our new monthly series, Acadiana Music Showcase. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Good afternoon, and thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe on KAXE, KBXE. My name is Dan Gannon. Our listeners love supporting the businesses that support KAXE. If you're interested in connecting with KAXE listeners, call 218-326-1234. Ask for Peggy, Jen, or Chris. Big thanks to all our current business supporters. KAXE is introducing a new occasional call-in program on Fridays at noon. Dial In will feature listener call-in, fact checks, and election information and analysis with our news team, as well as author Sharon McMahon and Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon. Join host Heidi Holden October 25th and November 1st at noon for Dialed In on KAXE. There's a candlelight vigil honoring two missing people, Nevaeh Kingbird and Jeremy Jourdain, Tuesday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Paul and Babe statues in Bemidji. And Northern Exposure to Lifelong Learning presents a program on life as a Viking woman with Althea Kenny, Wednesday, October 23rd at the Gonvik Community Center. Refreshments served at 9 a.m. with the program at 9:30. And now more from the World Cafe.
Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard the second installment of our new monthly series in conjunction with our friends at KRVS at the University of Louisiana in Lafayette called the Acadiana Music Showcase. You can make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to World Cafe on your podcast app. Staying right there in Cajun country with Buckwheat Zydeco next. This is On a Night Like This, World Cafe.
On a night like this, I'm so glad. Heat up some coffee ground. We got so much to talk about and so much to reminisce. It sure be right on a night like this.
From New Orleans, that is a band called Galactic with Crazy Horse Mongoose. You heard it here on World Cafe. Your next artist was from Chicago, but his most famous song is about taking the Illinois Central Railroad's City of New Orleans train. It's been covered by Arlo Guthrie. It's been covered by Willie Nelson. But here is the songwriter himself with the song. It is Steve Goodman, City of New Orleans.
Riding on the City of New Orleans, Illinois Central Monday morning rail. There are 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. They're all out on the southbound Odyssey, and the train pulls out of Kankakee, rolls past the houses, farms and fields, passing towns that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of rusted automobiles. Singing good morning America, how are you? Saying don't you know me, I'm your native son. Yes, I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done. And I was dealing cards with the old men in the club car, and it's penny a point, there ain't no one keeping score. Won't you pass that paper bag that holds that bottle? You can feel the wheels grumbling through the floor, and the sons of Pullman boarders, the sons of engineers, they ride their father's magic carpet made of steam, and mothers with the babes asleep go rocking to the gentle beat. The rhythm of the rails is all they dream. Just a singing good morning America, how are you? Saying don't you know me, I'm your native son, and I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. Be gone 500 miles when day is done. Nighttime on the City of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. It's halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness rolling to sea. And all the towns and people, they seem to fade into a bad dream. The old steel rail, it ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his song again. Its passengers will please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Just a singing good night, America, how are you? Saying don't you know me, I'm your native son, and I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done. Just a singing good night, America, how are you? Saying don't you know me, I'm your native son. Well, I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. And I'll be gone a long, long time when day is done.
Lord, Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hands, such a sad case, so broken. Mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around, gotta roll between the ditches. It's just an ordinary story about the way things go around and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. Oh, that old highway goes on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk.
started taking those crazy chances. She's a daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere that goes, it's a very short time, it's a long, long. Oh, you know. Oh, it'll be long, long. Before you know it.
Leaving Louisiana in Broad Daylight, that's Emmy Lou Harris. In a minute, heading miles away to Malibu on World Cafe.
Happy Tuesday, and thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe on KAXE KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. It is the second day of our fall member drive. You can text the word donate to 218-326-1234 to become a new member or upgrade your current membership status. Watermark Art Center presents Spooked Story Slam with your true scary tales Wednesday, October 23rd at Kegan Cork in Bemidji. Music starts at 6 with stories at 7. Pre-register by calling the Watermark. We'd like to thank Edge Center Gallery, a wildly unexpected gallery in Big Fork, for their support. Edge Center Gallery is open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m. Information available at edgecenterarts.org. There's a Take Back the Night event Thursday, October 24th at Central Lakes College in Brainerd with a panel discussion on partner violence at 6 p.m., followed by a luminary design, campus walk, and a bonfire at 7. And now we'd like to get you back to more from the World Cafe.
You're listening to the World Cafe. Raina Duras with you. Biba Doobie made her latest album, This Is How Tomorrow Moves, far, far away from where she grew up in London, England. She made it in Malibu. And you may agree, it really does sound like it was made somewhere easygoing and breezy. This is Beaches from Biba Doobie.
Spinning out what to say or what to do. Find the reasons for my constant change of mood. Said I see it, do believe it. But who knows the actual truth? 'Cause I'm sure now.
Windmill, windmill for the land, the forever hand in hand. Take it all out on your stride, it is taking falling down. Love forever, love is free, let's turn forever, you and me. Windmill, windmill for the land, it's everybody in.
Laughing gas, these hazmats, fast gas, lining them up like track. Play these ponies at the track, it's my chocolate attack.
I'm slipping in harder this year. Yeah, bear repping in harder this year.
Watch me as I gravitate. Ha 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 ha.
No, we gon' ghost town, it's Motown with your sound. You in the blink, gon' bite the dust. Can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ink. So don't stop, get it until you chatty head. And watch the way I navigate.
Feel Good Inc. That is Gorillaz from their album Demon Days. Demon Days. Perfect album to listen to as you're getting closer to Halloween. Now, here's another band for your Halloween playlist. Vampire Weekend with Classical.
Such a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical. Your DNA with that's a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical. I know that wildfire shack shape, crisp burning, fast breaking.
classical.
Sticking to the end of the hour, and the Pretenders are taking you there with Kid. I want to say thank you again to Ami Dutesh on the Acadiana Music Showcase this hour, and thanks to all the folks at KRVS at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette for their work on that session. Also, all of our affiliates across the country for making this show possible, including KCAW in Sitka, Alaska, and WCMU in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact, and by Carnegie Corporation of New York, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and the advancement of international peace and security. More information is available online at carnegie.org.
You are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We're Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people and land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at KAXE.org or on your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local media. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234. Thank you. Weather in our listening area today, rain likely with possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with temps 63 to 69, breezy south wind 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, Tuesday evening, temperatures will be falling down to the low 30s, northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. And on Wednesday, the cool weather will be returning, partly sunny, highs 45 to 51, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, evening lows in the mid to upper 30s. And Thursday,